פרגרף חזיים ואלקיין, כשמביאים את הביקורים צריכים להזוודות. Now, Rav Nosson Zalman is going to clarify this mitzvah of ביקורים. Now you'll understand that when this ביקורים is brought to the Beis HaMikdosh, there was a very important ceremony of vidui, where the Jew would speak, he would make a whole speech. ולהזכיר חסדי השם ונפלאותיו עלינו עם סגולה, שבוחר בנו מכל העמים. We would declare, we would verbalize all the wonderful good things that Hashem has done for us, the Jewish nation, that he chose us from among all the other nations. וזה שאומרים בוידוי ביקורים, and this is why part of that וידוי we mention Arami Oved Ovi, that Lavan Ha'arami wanted to destroy my daddy. He wanted to destroy Yaakov Avinu. Vayered Mitzrayim, and my daddy ended up going down to Mitzrayim. V'dorsh Rabbi Seinazal, and the rabbis tell us that this Arami is Lavan. Lavan Bikish Lakoyres HaKoil. That Lavan was even worse than Paroi. Paroi said, kill all the boys. Lavan wanted to destroy everybody, boys, girls, everything. Lavan hu Bilam. And we know the Arizal reveals to us that Lavan was also Bilam. But the Arizal says that the word Lavan is Rosh Tevois. Lavan, Bilam, and Novel. Novel, who lived during the time of Dovid HaMelech, who Dovid HaMelech asked him for food and he wouldn't give him anything. And Dovid HaMelech was about to kill him. And Novel's wife, Avigail, said, please don't dirty your hands with him. Don't do it. You're going to mess yourself up. He is a dirty rat, but leave him alone. Let Hashem, if he's supposed to be, let Hashem do it. You don't dirty your hands with him. And sure enough, this Novel ended up being wiped out. And Dovid HaMelech ended up marrying his wife, Avigail, this great tzaddikus. So the Arizal tells us that Lavan is Bilam. Shehu bechinas Amalek kiyadua, and Bilam is directly connected with Amalek, as is known. The Sifrei Kabbalah point out that you have Bavel, and you have Amalek, and you have Bilam. Let's see how this works. Bilam, and you have Balak. That's what it is. Bilam and Balak. I believe Rav Shimshon Ostropolizal points this out, that you have Bilam and Balak, who are a team, right? Major tag team. And together they wanted to wipe out the Jewish people. Balak was the king, Bilam was the Rosh HaGomer and everything, and they wanted to use all it. And the Zohar Kodesh shows that Balak knew even more magic, Balak ben Tzippor. He had this special bird by which he was able to perform all kinds of magic. Each one of them could have wiped out the Jewish people, and they wanted to join forces to do it. So the Reb Shimshon Ostropolizal points out that the words Bilam and Balak contain in them also the letters Amalek, the Ayin Mem of Bilam, and the Lamed Kuf of Amalek, exactly. And the remaining letters are Bavel. Bavel, from which Nebuchadnezzar came from, which was the first kingdom to drive the Jewish people out of Israel, out of Eretz Israel. The first Golus was Golus Bavel. So that the words Balak and Bilam spell the words Bavel, Amalek. That these are all very, very, very closely connected. So Rav Nosson Zal shows here that Lavan is Bilam, is Amalek. These are all family. They're all very closely connected. Shehem Iker Zuamas Hanochash. These guys represent the essence of the snake, the impurity of the snake. Sheroitzim Laker Es Yisrael Gamri Chasham. They want to uproot the Jewish people totally. Lezgaber Al Kol Echod B'Tayvo Yisroel Smoid. How do they want to destroy the Jewish people? By causing the Jewish people to fall into physical desires, materialistic desires, women and money and food and Hanimshachem Yizua Masanochash, which all come from this impurity of the snake. And to uproot, to tear out the Jewish people from their roots completely, wipe us out completely. Avol Hashem lo yazvanu biyotoy. However, Hashem will not let this happen. V'hiktim l'rachim oleinu. And Hashem preempted all of this. Al yidei shenosan lanu es ha-toyra, shemesaken es ha-koyl. By giving us the Torah, which is a tikkun for everything. V'ze b'chinas bikurim. This is the concept of the mitzvah of bikurim, shehem tikun lechet odom arishoyim, which serve as a tikun for the pigam of odom arishoyim. Bikurim means first, and this goes back to the first, to the beginning, goes back to odom arishon, who was the first one in the world. Legareish ulevayer zuamas hanochosh, in order to chase away and destroy completely this filth of the snake, bechinas lovon va'amolek, which is represented by these forces of evil, lovon and amolek, me Yisrael, from the Jewish people. She'achizosom bebechinas mesikus hadvash kanal, where we said amolek and lovon, all of these klipois, they are plugged into the honey. That's where they draw their power from. Because by bringing this special korban of bikurim on the day that the Torah was given, which is the day when the faucet was closed for the zuama sanochosh, no more zuama sanochosh. So now the honey becomes kosher. Now the honey cannot, the sitrachor can't draw from it anymore. This is why in that special speech that we recite when we bring the bikurim, we mention Arami Oyvei Dovi, that Lavan wanted to destroy our forefather. Bechinas Amolek, Lavan was Amolek, Shehem Iker Zua Masanochosh. They represent the essence of the filth of the snake. Kal Yidei Bikurim Mesaknim Kol Zeh, because through bikurim we make a tikkun for all of this. And that helps us uproot and wipe out completely the every last vestige of Amolek. Bechinas Lavan Huarami, who is represented also by Lavan. Velizkois lekedushas Yisrael, and be zeichet to the holiness of the Jewish nation. Kedushas HaTorah, the holiness of the Torah, shekibalnu b'shvuas, which we receive on Shvuas. Shehu Yoim Habikurim, which is the day of the Bikurim. So this is why the angels were asking, what about this? What about this? What about this? We see that Hashem is looking to be Mesaken even the lowest levels, and then still lower, and then still lower. Why should we wipe out Amalek? And the answer is that this final item, the Bikurim, is the tikkun, in a sense, for Amalek. This is where we see that we're able to take the dvash on this one day a year, we're able to bring it into the Beis Hamikdash. And that helps eliminate completely the negative of Amalek, wipe out totally the ra of Amalek, and any aspect, if there were any spark of Kedusha in there, that spark has its tikkun there. If you recall, we mentioned about, we spoke about Purim. Rav Nosson Zal speaks a lot about Purim in this halacha, that Purim also represents this tikkun. We mentioned that in Purim, you have the hero, Mordechai HaTzadik, and Esther HaMalka, who both represent besamim, sweet-smelling perfume. Mordechai is the Mor drawer in the Ketores and in the Shemen HaMishcha, and Esther is called Hadassah, Miloshen Hadassim. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that just like Mordechai is in the Ketores, Haman is also in the Ketores. There's a tikkun, the Chelbono is Begimatria Haman. And that's why the Gemara says in Gittin, Mibnei Bonov Shel Haman, they taught Torah to Bnei Yisrael in Bnei Brak. Meaning that even though we have the mitzvah, our mitzvah is to wipe out every last trace, every last vestige of a, if there is any spark of Kiddush in there, Hashem sees to it that that spark gets its tikkun. It finds its way into Klal Yisrael. It finds its way to the tikkun. And one example is this Bikurim on Shavuos. And the other example is on the holiday of Purim, when it says a person is supposed to get so drunk that he doesn't know the difference between Aror Haman and Baruch Mordechai. So instead of saying Baruch Mordechai, he could say Baruch Haman. When? In a drunken state of mind. In that drunkenness of Purim, which is an incredible high level of Kedusha, where the person goes above the Das. Within Das, when I'm in my right mind, I can't say Baruch Haman, because if I say it, it'll be giving power to Haman in a way that's harmful to the Jewish people. But on Purim, when a person goes out of the box, he goes out of his mind, out of Das, he goes into the drunkenness, and there he has the potential to confuse, to say, Aror Haman, Baruch Mordechai, Aror Baruch Haman. In that state of mind, that's how we give the drop of chius that we're allowed to give, or that's needed to give even to this Haman Amalek, in order to rescue whatever drop of a spark of Kedusha that's found there. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to a point that he spoke about before, and he's going to elaborate on it, because this is very, very important for all of us. This is related to what we discussed earlier a few paragraphs ago. This was in paragraph Chof especially. Shetzrichen li zoher moid shekabel hayira lechayim v'loy lamoves. That a Jew has to be very careful. We know that a major part of Yiddishkeit is Yira, Yira Hashem, Yira for Talmidei Chachamim, Yira for the Torah, Yira for a Beis Knesses. But Yira, we said, usually is associated with death or suffering, to die of fright, Chas V'Shalom, or fear shortens a person's life, fears and phobias torment a person, Chas V'Shalom. So Rav Nosson Zal said a person has to be very careful to make sure to take this Yira for the good, not for the bad. That the Yira should be for life, not for death. And now he explains, Ki lefomim al yidei shodom roya divrei musar b'sifrei yireim. Sometimes when people read musar in sifrei musar, or oy sheshamea toichocha u'musar meize ish choshuv, or a person is blasted, he's reprimanded by a very important person, a big rabbi or something like that, steps on his face, you know, insults him and tells him you're no good, you're, you know, etc. Chasushon, who noifel bedaito yoiser. The person ends up, it doesn't make the person do tshuva, it doesn't, but rather the person ends up giving up on himself totally and moving further away from Hashem and further away from Judaism. Because the person hears the incredible punishment for sin, and the incredible damage and destruction that's caused by even the slightest sin, that's talking about even when a person, let's say, eats too much, where he's not mamish violating a law, and you know, he's not going again, breaking one of the tariag mitzvahs or something like that. V'hu yodea benafshoi, and this person knows, shepogam harbe moid, that he has committed major, major sins. Mikolshkein, mishi yodea benafshoi, shepogam v'choto baveirois mamish rachmono litzlan. I'm sorry, when he said pogam harbe moid, he says, and even a person who knows that he's been poit, meaning he caused major damage to the Kedusha, but not yet that he did actual sins, but by getting too involved in Gashmias and Olam Hazeh, things like that. And then Rav Nosson says, then you have a person who went still further than that, that a person who did actual sins. Ubifrat sheyesh anoshim shechotu harbe moed rachmasan, especially since we know that there are people who have done many, many, many sins. And when these people hear these words of reprimand, or they read these Sifrei Musar, which write about all the different kinds of Gehenna and everything, that the more these people read these books of Musar, or things that are intended to frighten them about the punishments that are waiting for them, it's possible that that could push the person away further. V'zeu b'chinas yiro ro. This is an example of one of these yirois rois shetzrichen levroyach mimena ma'oid, whereby a Jew has to run away from that, as far away from that as he possibly can. Ki tzrichen lekabel yiros Hashem rak lechayim v'loy lamoves chas v'shalom. Because when a Jew is learning about yiros Hashem, he can only learn it in a way that it's going to give him life, that it's going to motivate him and inspire him to fix himself, to improve, to make positive changes. Not the opposite. Not that this is going to drive him further away, chas v'shalom. Dehainu lekarei v'satzmei l'Hashem yisborach ayidei ayirav ha-musar, to bring himself close to Hashem by reading those books of Musar and Yira, v'loy l'srachik chas v'shalom. Not that should serve to push him away and to cause him to quit completely, to walk away completely from Hashem. Rav Nosnal says, v'ato heir Hashem enai, and now when I was learning this, when I was teaching these words, Hashem opened my eyes, u'matzosi mefoirish b'posuk inyan zeh, and I found clearly in a pasuk in Tanakh what I'm describing here, b'mishlei yudtes, in Mishlei chapter 19, v'zeh l'shoin ha-posuk, this is the wording of the pasuk there, chadal b'ni l'shmoya musar, my son, refrain from listening to Musar. Don't listen to Musar. Leshanois me imrei doas. I'm sorry, lishgois me imrei doas. To stray from words of from intelligent words. V'hamikra tamu lecher. This pasuk seems very strange. The Torah is saying, don't listen to Musar? What are you talking about? We know Musar is one of the most important things in Yiddishkeit. V'alkein be'emes Rashi zal nidchak b'peirushoi, and this is why we find that Rashi Hakodesh over there struggles to interpret this pasuk, to explain this pasuk. The Kosav Rashi writes mikra kotzerhu, that the pasuk here is very short. There's words missing here that will help us understand what the pasuk really means, because at face value we can't really make any sense out of it. Aval ato mevoyer heitev pirush hamikra kipshutoi. But Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what I'm teaching you here, you'll understand beautifully the explanation of this pasuk, how it makes sense in simple pshat. Shehapasuk mazhir es odom sheyimna veyechdal es atzmoy milishmoya musar v'toychocha hamazikin loy. The pasuk is warning a Jew that if there's any rabbi who's teaching Torah and that Torah is pushing you away from Hashem, close your ears. Run away. If by learning certain things that are written in Sifrei Musar, it turns you off from Hashem, it pushes you further away, don't learn those Sfarim, Rachmor al-Islam. Or don't learn them the wrong way. You're taking it the wrong way. Lishgois me'im reidas, tainu anal. And it's causing you to stray, to move away from intelligence, from seichel. Shal yidei ha-musar v'atoychocho yipoel b'dayto yoyser. Because unfortunately, there are many, many people who, when they're down and out, if you give them musar at that time, if you reprimand them, you put them down at that time, it'll make the person feel, this person feels bad enough about himself. Right now, he's feeling terrible about himself. You tell him this stuff, it's going to make him feel even worse. Ad shechas v'shalom yishge me'im reidas. To the point where the person will move away from intelligence. The person will start doing real crazy things, worse things. Through this musar. Therefore, tzorich lachdoil v'lemnoi atzmizeh. A Jew has to refrain from that mistaken attitude. Ki tzrichen lekabel toiro musar rak lechayim v'loi lamoves. A person has to make sure to receive the words of the Torah and to receive the words of musar as an injection of life, not an arrow that puts the final nail in his coffin. And Rav Nosson Zal adds, Achar kach motzosi b'sefer Metzudas David, shemefarish hamikra mein zeh. And then I looked in the commentaries on that pasuk, and I found that one of the famous commentaries, Metzudas David, explains the pasuk similar to what Rav Nosson Zal is saying here.